Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
How I went from a one-truck hauling business to a $3 million hauling empire. Call this 800 number to order your free audio tape mailed to you anywhere in the country, absolutely free.
There you go. You're real quick.
Well, I'm making money, but not as much as I think I could.
Well, what do you got? You got a trash hauling, a hauling business, correct?
Right.
Okay. And what seems to be the problem?
Well, I'm doing okay.
What's okay?
Well, I'm doubling my profits each year.
How much did you make this year, profit, net, with your hauling business? You got one truck?
Yeah, I rent my truck. Let's put it this way. Last year, let's see, this is 2002. 2001, I made $7,500.
Okay.
That was not good, but...
That's all right. You made $7,500, basically net profit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was last year?
That was 2001.
Okay.
2002, I doubled that to about $16,000.
Okay.
And I'm on my way to doubling it again, which would be $32,000 or better.
All right, and you're renting a truck and you're doing hauling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting most. I mean, I'm trying to build this up to $75,000 to $100,000 a year. That would be considered decent.
All right. So maybe a couple more. So you need to double it a couple more times, right?
Yeah.
But what's keeping you from doubling it? Since you've doubled it 3 years in a row, what's getting in the way now?
Well, I'm trying to go after businesses for one thing, and without spending a lot of money.
Have you been doubling the business for those last 3 years without going to businesses?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, why would you want to go off course?
Well, businesses give me bigger jobs, repeat business, and they're less likely to price shop me, whereas the residential are smaller jobs, lower paying jobs. I'm trying to get leverage, Mike, in other words. You know.
Okay, so you're trying to leverage because if you're going to double it, there's only one Carlton Pruitt and only one truck, and your time is limited, right?
Right.
And as you grow your business, you have more demands on your time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, I'm just to let you know, I'm not spending much in advertising. I'm advertising in the Yellow Pages, and I'm advertising on the Internet. So I have a website.
Where are you getting most of your leads from?
It's almost 50-50.
Okay.
I've been asking everybody. It's about either 40-60, 50-50, right around there. And people find me on the Internet using keywords like trash hauling, garbage hauling, rubbish hauling, mm-hmm. You know, different keywords, yellowpages.com. And then they look under the appropriate headings in the Yellow Page. I haven't really done any direct mail, Mike, and I was wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
Presently, where you're at, how much more time do you have to put into doubling your business?
I can put in a lot more time. Because I'm right now, at my current pace, I'm only putting in, let's put it this way, I'd say 10 or 15 hours a week, okay?
And you're bringing in $36,000 a year?
Yeah. So I'm making about $75 to $100 an hour.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That ain't bad for 15 hours a week.
Right.
Well, can you get more retail accounts by doing what you've been doing, but just stepping it up a little bit?
Well, the funny thing is, I'm not getting that many businesses. For some reason, I get mostly residential.
Maybe that's where the market is for hauling.
I'm just, maybe I was thinking about joining a local chamber or doing some networking there, some direct mail to some type of a niche market. I know there's businesses that need my service. Sometimes they get those big bins and they load up the big 20-yard bins with their own labor, but I could go in there with my truck and load it up for them and do all the work and be out of there. I think that's a nice little service that I provide for them. It's just a matter of communicating that, you know.
Well, who are those people who have the bins?
Who are the people that have the bins?
Yeah, who are those people that you would need to communicate with?
Well, the businesses that I'm trying to, that I would like to get. I think the entertainment business is a good niche market with a name like Action Easy Haul.
What does the name of your business have to, I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, psychologically, a lot of people like directors and writers and people in the entertainment business, show film business, have called me, I've noticed, over the last couple of years. And I think it's because of the name, Action, you know, Lights, Camera, Action.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's why they're calling you to haul their stuff away?
As opposed to the competition, I think so.
How do you know they're not calling the competition?
Well, because a lot of them, they say I was the first person they saw, and they just called me.
Well, maybe they're calling you because you're the first person under Action in the Yellow Pages, not because of the name.
That could be.
And everyone else is A, B, C, D, may have the name of their company after the A's because they're listed in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely up in the top five, I think. There are a few other businesses starting with A's. That's one of the reasons I changed my name from Carlton's Cleanup to Action Easy Haul is because in the Yellow Pages they list you alphabetically, and I wasn't getting very much business when I was Carlton's Cleanup. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much are you paying in the Yellow Pages advertising?
Well, I'm paying about, let's see, it was $150 a month. I just got another ad, so I'd say a little over $200.
Mm-hmm. Well, who's your main customer? I mean, what is your best type customer?
Best type customer would be, I'd say, probably 30, you know, age-wise, demographics, you know, probably middle to upper middle income class, maybe age 30 to 55.
Well, why don't you give me some examples of some jobs? Someone calls you, and what kind of stuff are you hauling away?
Well, like
tell me about your customers.
Sure. Well, today a contractor called me, and it was a repeat job. So I don't get a lot of repeat for some reason, and I do good work.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to get referrals, I need to get repeat business. That would certainly help.
Well, maybe, you know, I mean, I can remember calling a hauler to take stuff away from my house, but, you know, it's not like I have stuff to be hauled away all the time. It's not like a monthly...
Exactly, that's right.
So your business is a one-time hit or a two-time hit, you know, as far as the hauling part.
That's true. So, and the dollar amount can be really good because I'm putting a minimum of $125 on a job now because there's a time I go out and get a truck and go out to the job. It's not really worth the effort or time if I...
Well, maybe you need to go out there on your hauling jobs and while you're out there, sell them two different more services. What other services do you think you could offer your customers while you're there?
Well, I do different types of jobs. I do... demolition, but not everybody needs that. I do tree cutting. I do weed cutting. If they have like a lot of high grass or weeds, I don't really mow lawns, but I, you know what I'm saying, with a weed whacker, using the weed whacker.
Mm-hmm. Do you solicit that business to the people? If you see that one of your clients has trees that may need to be trimmed, will you mention that to them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I don't do it as a habit. I mean, I guess I need to hand them something like a flyer with my services and after each job. You think that'd be a good idea?
No. I think you should just say, hey, you know, I'm looking at these trees and they're about to fall in your damn house. You know, I'm a tree cutter, too. Why don't we get these things taken care of before I leave?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just tell them? People are silently begging to be led to what to do.
That's good. I like that. That's true.
They're crying out to know more about your business. Handing them a flyer doesn't mean shit. You got time to read flyers? You know when someone hands you a flyer, you just look at it and, you know, guess where it goes when you turn your back? In the garbage.
In other words, just tell them right there, by the way, I do... tree cutting, I do that, and just...
By the way, Mrs. Jones, look at your tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fall in your house.
Right, okay.
Either I hope you got good insurance or you need to take care of this right away. I'm a tree cutter. When can we schedule me to come take this tree down, Mrs. Jones?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay.
How about that?
That's good. So that would be an add-on.
Mrs. Jones, your yard looks like when's the last time you've cut it? Mm-hmm. And you need an edger here? I mean, take some pride in your home. You know, I've got a Honda lawnmower right in the shop and a brand new edger. Why don't you let me come over here and take care of your yard and get it looking like the greatest yard in the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed your windows, Mrs. Jones. They're filthy. How can you see out of them? Because I've got a friend of mine who does window washing. And you know, my brother's a roofer. Look at your roof. When's the last time you replaced your roof?
In other words,
the shingles are falling off.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you've gotten all these customers that you've hauled for.
Yes.
You've already sold them on your service, and they've been happy with your service, right?
Yes. Yes.
You're right there anyway. So why not sell them on different services? Now, if you don't do the service yourself, you can sell them on all these things. You may not be a roofer, but maybe you could call a local roofer in your zip code. You think you can look in the phone book and find the zip code of a roofer in your area?
Yeah. Then set up a joint venture with
them.
Set
up a joint venture. Say, John, you're a roofer, right? I'm a hauler. I'm out here all the time hauling stuff away from people's homes, and their roofs are terrible. If I can sell you a roofing job or bring you a lead for someone who needs a roof and you get the job, will you pay me some money? What's
okay.
he going to say?
Yeah, in fact, I've talked to some people like that. I'm just, you know, Jay Abraham, he does these joint ventures like this, but he takes a bigger percentage than what most customers are willing to give me. The 10% rule is kind of the standard thing.
There's
right?
no standard thing. Standard thing in your head means nothing. There's no standard. Who set the standard?
Well, like I got a guy, Mike, that will do my trees for me, the big jobs, because he's insured, he's got the expertise. I only do the small trees, okay?
All right.
I don't have the liability insurance or the expertise to do anything.
Okay, so you got a guy who will pay you, what, 10% on a job?
That's all he pays me, see?
10%. All right, so find another tree guy.
Right. Plus, the last couple of leads I've given him, Mike, he hasn't gotten a job, so he might be a little too high for my clientele. I don't know.
Well, he's not going to get every job, you know, but but you're at least you're doing the right thing. Maybe he's not honest. Maybe he's getting a job not telling you. You've got whoever you're going to do a joint venture with, you've got to be you've got to trust them and have a good relationship. If this guy isn't cutting it, find another. There's other tree trimmers.
Yes, okay. So call him out and get some more. It's always good to have a backup anyway, right?
Always good to have a backup.
Because if my guy's too busy and this customer wants it done right away, it makes me look bad because it comes back to Carlton. I thought you said your tree guy was going to be out here, you know.
You should go out to every job and have a clipboard and have 10 different things you can sell that customer. You look at their roof and you have an association with the roofer. You look at their car. If their car is filthy, contact the auto detailer who can do a detail of their car. You look for a yard man who can manicure their yard. You look for a moving company. If you find out many of your customers may be moving soon, right?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe you can arrange a mover, you know, who will do the moving for your customer. Whatever your customer needs,
mm-hmm.
have someone or a list, or you could provide them a sheet with your golden Rolodex of honest contacts in your zip code. Where there's a list of movers, an auto detailer. Maybe you can list a real estate agent if this person may be looking for a new home. Or someone who leases office space if a business is hauling stuff away and they're moving to a new location. Maybe you can do that. Someone's going to need to do their carpets. Maybe you can get something set up with a carpet cleaner. And you refer all those services to this guy and set up relationships with these vendors.
That's great. Yeah, that's good.
You know, now,
you know, last week, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I did a job about 2 weeks ago, and I was hauling off some unwanted items that this guy was moving out of his house, and he had the mover there at the same time. And lo and behold, the mover turned to me and said, you have some business cards. We get people all the time that need leftovers, cardboard boxes and junk. removed, and we don't do that. We just do moving, you know.
Fine. How many?
Great. So I thought, man, if I had another two or three movers, moving companies like that, imagine how busy I could be, right?
Well, when we finish talking, why don't you hang up the phone, open up your phone book, and start calling on movers and say, hey, I'm a hauler. You're a mover. I know that you've got customers who've got crap laying around that they need hauled away, which you're not going to handle. If you refer me any of this business, I'll give you a piece of action. And at the same time, when I'm doing hauling jobs before my customer moves, I'll provide them a lead to you. Would you be willing to trade business cards or work a joint venture?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they would. What would be a good percentage, Mike, to, off the top of your head?
You know, a good percentage, there's no answer what would be a good percentage. Whatever's fair, you know. There's a lot of margin in moving, and there's probably a lot of margin in hauling. You know, you guys work it out. As long as you're both comfortable and you feel good about the deal, that's the most important thing.
Now, on the percentage, let's say, would you take that off the gross or the net?
Take it off the gross. Always take it off the gross because net can be manipulated after expenses. So
they don't know what the net is, but I can prove what the gross is.
You can prove what the gross is. Always negotiate the deal off the gross.
That's good. I'm glad. Thanks. That helps. One idea I came up with was to hit some of the people that are hitting, well, basically what you're saying. It's the same thing. Hit the people that are hitting my market. In other words, like let's say a pest control person has to have a pile of brick or concrete or wood removed away from the site of the garage or the house
before
he can properly do his job and inspection. Well, I do that. And rather than him waiting for the customer to get it done, I could just set something up with him to say, look, when you see that problem, tell the customer you can take care of it. It'll be a little extra, but you've got somebody that will come and remove that so we can get to work on that house right away. And then I come in. It doesn't cost me anything other than a little time to contact these pest control people, right?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, contacting and talking to these business owners, you're interested in making money, and so are they. So you just show them how to do it. And I guarantee you not one other person in the life of their business has called them to do a joint venture because most people don't know about it. They would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. This guy was excited. He said, yeah, you know, I needed you today. I said, well, now you have me. But, of course, I didn't follow up.
Did he call you?
No, he hasn't called me. He might have even lost my number or forgot about me by now, but I don't know.
Well, what you can do is you can get some stickers made up with a label company. You can go to Office Depot and get some stickers. A big red sticker with white writing, emergency hauling, and then you mail it to all these guys and say, here's a sticker if you need emergency hauling, and give this, and you tell them to stick the sticker on the dash of their car or on their refrigerator and get extra stickiness so the stuff doesn't just peel off in the sunlight. You can tell your label company you want a super durable sticker, almost like a permanent one, and that thing will be there forever, and whenever they need a hauling job, they'll have your number in front of you. And
I like that idea. That's great.
And it should be your cell phone number. So when they call you, because you and I both know, when someone calls a hauler or a plumber, you know, or the police, they need them there now. They don't want to wait.
That's right.
You know?
Maybe put it in red, huh, for emergency. Red?
Absolutely.
Well, that's my color anyway, red and blue and white.
Emergency hauling.
Yeah.
Exactly. Put your phone number there, and you know you could get a list of all the contractors because all the contractors are licensed, right?
Yes.
You could go to a list broker and buy the mailing list of all these contractors, small contractors, medium contractors, big contractors. Hey, if you pay, you could probably find the list and get them for 10 cents a name, okay? So you can mail your sticker with nothing but a letter that says, I'm Carlton Pruitt. I'm a hauler. Put my emergency hauling sticker on your dash, on your refrigerator, on the back of your wallet, and whenever you need a hauling job, call me first and offer them a guarantee. And that's all you have to say. And because there's going to be some point that these contractors need a hauler and they've experienced something that's caused them to wait, or there's a delay or some headache, and no other hauler has done that, mailed them a personal letter. And you take their name and address and phone number, and you have it handwritten on a number 10 white envelope. You don't even have your return address on there. Don't even have the return address. And mail it to them. And those stickers will get stuck all over cars, all over wallets, all over refrigerators, and your phone will start ringing. And then you can get rid of your Yellow Page advertising.
That's great, because, exactly. Cut back on the expenses and advertising expenses if you can. Probably would get some referrals off that, too, as the word gets around. You're familiar with using publicity, right?
Sure.
Free publicity. That's another angle I was thinking. If I could create a buzz here in Hollywood, because I'm in Hollywood, California, create some type of a buzz and get some ads going that would make the community aware of me. Because, as you know, Mike, you can have the greatest service in the world, but if nobody knows about you, then...
You know what, though? I know you're in Hollywood, but hauling, it's not like, you know, people are thinking about hauling in the top of their head. People got so much stuff going on in their life. People call a hauler when they need one.
Right.
Bottom line, when I got a pile of crap that needs to be taken out from my house after I've cleaned out my attic, I'm not sitting there thinking about, you know, where I've seen advertisements for hauler. You know what I do? I go to the Yellow Pages, or I go online and search the classifieds in the newspaper under services provided under the San Diego Union, and I look at the haulers, and the first one I talk to is the one who's going to get the job, as long as they're reasonable, because I want that shit out of there, and I want it out of there yesterday.
That's right.
So forget this image stuff. Forget the colors of your sticker. Forget the name of your business, because no one gives a shit. They just don't. They want the shit out of their house, out of their office, out of their building, and they don't give a shit who does it. Just get it out of there and give me a fair price. And that is really what your business is about. Believe it or not, that's what it's about. You're emotional about your business because it's your baby. That's what supports you. It feeds you. You've invested time in it. That's what you do. And anyone who has their own business is emotional about their business and treats it like a baby, because it is, in a way, you know. But the bottom line is the market wants their stuff hauled away, and they want it out of there fast. And they want someone to do what they say they're going to do, show up on time, don't leave a mess, and charge me a fair price. And they'll call you every time, as long as they know how to reach you. And that's your job, to get those stickers in front of them, or to remind them. Not, you don't even remind them, because it's such a one-time or two-time job. It's not like an ongoing repeatable thing, unless there's some specific situations where it may be, like construction sites or something. But if you do some of these things, your phone, you won't have time to be talking to me.
Okay. That's good.
Would you agree with that, or you're not quite sure?
No, I mean, that's true. For the time I put into this business, now I'm doing okay. Now, obviously, the question is, do we want to be working 40 hours a week? I mean, if you're working 40 hours a week, is it a business or is it a job?
Well, that's up to you. You know, I don't know what... You know
what I'm saying? Because I was thinking about how a lot of businesses really are just a high-paid job, aren't they, Mike?
Yes, they are.
And I've heard this somewhere else before. I think it was from Jay and a few other people, Michael Gerber. And I got to thinking, well, how many hours a week do I want to work? And I'm trying to get the hourly rate up, and it's not bad right here.
Well, is this your life ambition? You want to operate and run your hauling business?
No, that's the thing. See, I'm thinking about using this as an opportunity to springboard into other things in the future. But, you know, first I got to make a success of this, make enough money, and save up that money so I have some capital to pursue different options.
What kind of options are they?
Well,
for example?
Could be other businesses.
Do you have anything in mind specifically?
I like copywriting. I like marketing a bit. You know, unless I'm credible with my own business and do well, I can't very well help other businesses because they're going
to... Not true.
No, not true.
Because, you know, if you can genuinely help another business, you know, no, out of all the people I've talked to, no one has asked me what my experience has been. I mean, I do explain some of it on the website, but not one person has questioned my credibility or asked for referrals. If I offer information to help somebody, they're going to eat it up. I mean, you haven't asked me if I'm really a marketing consultant, have you?
No, but you're successful at your pen business. I mean,
successful,
and you got other things going. So, and plus you've devoured this information and you put it to practice. So that gives you the...
It does give me some credibility. But you know what? Most people, 99% of people, aren't going to ask for your credibility. If you're there to help them in a genuine way... Now, first of all, especially copywriting, you don't need a dime to invest to be a copywriter. All you need is some time and the tenacity and the willing to learn and study. So what are you waiting for? You could start being a copywriter tonight without any money. So you don't really need your hauling business to save up capital to be a copywriter. And the same goes for marketing. If you learn marketing the way I know it, and if you're willing to make the phone calls and talk to people and say, hey, you want to do a deal? And you're willing to learn, you will realize you don't need a product. You don't need a business. You don't need a service. You don't even need customers. All you need to do is have a good, solid knowledge in marketing to do business.
Wait. You said you don't need customers.
You don't need customers of your own. If you knew marketing, you would say, you would find the largest, you're a hauling business. I'm just trying to think of an example of a lot of hauling jobs. You gave me an example of what? A concrete contractor?
Pest control?
Pest control?
Yeah, termite pest control.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, what happens when someone tents a... What happens when a pest control guy tents a house? Is there a lot of leftover stuff that needs to be taken away?
Well, I'm just thinking that sometimes when they go out there to inspect, they find a garage full of just junk that needs to be cleared out before they can spray around the side of the garage or inside, you know.
All right, but the pest control guy isn't going to do that.
He's not going to do any of that stuff, but he has to have it out of there, so that's where I could come in and remove the rubbish.
Uh-huh.
So he could do his job so that...
All right, do you know that happens and occurs a lot?
It does, I'm sure. I've talked to a couple of them.
Hypothetical. Let's say that 50% of all the pest control jobs absolutely has to clear stuff away that needs to be hauled away before they can do their job properly. So what I'm saying is you need to find different situations, different businesses that require some form of hauling where they could use your service. Now, let's say you didn't have any customers, and let's say you didn't even have a hauling business, but you wanted to focus and market to this industry.
Mm-hmm.
You could bring the pest control and the hauler together and take a piece of the action without any capital. You could say you call up the pest control people and you say, my name's Carlton Pruitt. I have a business where I bring pest control people and haulers together to mutually generate more business for each other. And here's the situation. You and pest control encounter many homes that need hauling to be occurred before you can get in there and get the job, because when you go to a house and you need to spray a house and do the pest control things that you need to do, hauling needs to occur so you can do your proper job. You're not going to get that account until that hauling's done. Is that correct, Mr. Pest Control Man? He said, yep, that's correct. We lose a lot of accounts because we can't get the homeowner to haul the stuff away.
That's right.
And then you as the hauler say that the pest control market is a great new source of hauling jobs. Well, we bring the two together, and you could just set up this relationship where the way it works is I'll bring you a hauler for your pest control business, and you'll pay us $15 for every job.
Now, would I do this outside my area so that they're not affecting my... My personal business?
Well, yeah, if your personal, yeah, if you want to protect your territory, you could do it outside the area. You could do it anywhere in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you need is a name and a phone number and a person to call and make the offer to. And if you made the offer 10 times, you know, just 10 times a day, and you got two of them, in 30 days, you'd have 60 matches of a pest control and a hauler, 60 of them. Now, let's say each one of those businesses are doing just 10 jobs a week. That's 600 jobs a week, and that's just 10 a week, okay? That's 600 jobs a week. And 600 jobs a week, if you make 10 bucks on each job, is 6,000 bucks a week.
Where'd you get those figures again?
Okay, let's say you called San Diego.
Yeah.
And you called 10 pest control companies.
Okay.
Mom and pop jobs, larger guys. And let's say you called 10 of them.
Okay.
And you presented this deal. And you said, I'm going to match you up with a hauler. You're going to pay $10 on every job that gets done. When the hauler comes and hauls the stuff away so you can get the pest control job, you're going to pay our service, our matching service, $10.
It's just hypothetical.
Yeah. $10, okay? That's peanuts.
Right.
So you call 10 of them, and let's say only two of them go for the deal, right?
Right. Right.
So you got two deals going on. Now, in a month, now this is based on you calling 10 people a day. After 30 days, you're going to end up having 60 successful deals.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
30 days, you end up calling 10 each day, but you only get two, so 2 times 30 is 60. So you've got 60 of these guys saying, yes, let's do it. Now, let's say each one of these companies is doing at least 10 jobs a week. Does that sound reasonable?
Yep.
10 jobs a week times 60 is 600 jobs a week.
Right.
Okay, and you're making $10 on each job. That's $6,000 a week.
Whoa.
Now multiply that by 52, that's over $250,000 a year.
Man. Yeah.
And that's for making 10 calls a day. But it's doable.
That's based
on you just closing 2 out of 10. And who says it has to be $10? If it was $20, it'd be over $500,000 a year. And did you have to own a pest control hauling company?
No, a powerful idea, Mike. That's super powerful. You just came up with that idea?
Yeah, I just came up with it.
That's good.
Well, what I'm saying is we're all so involved in our own businesses and in love with our own business, in love with our company name and ourselves and what our business is called and the look of our website, when none of that really matters when it comes to marketing.
We're not thinking outside the box sometimes. Huh?
That's correct. So
That is good.
And the reason is because our ego gets in the way.
Of course, now, to do this, I could either do it in my spare time or I could hire somebody to do that.
Absolutely.
And pay them a nice little, I guess I'd pay them a percentage maybe.
You could go on to Elance right now, ELANCE.com, mm-hmm. and you could sign up with these guys. They're like eBay. You know what eBay is, but they provide services. You could say, I'm a company out of Hollywood, California. I'm looking for some people to make telemarketing calls from their home. I will provide you with all the phone numbers. I will provide you with a typewritten script of exactly what to say. You will be paid X dollars per hour plus a commission. If you're interested in testing this out on 100 phone numbers, which I'll provide, you know, you let them bid on that project, mm-hmm. and you'll get probably 10 or 15, 20 bids of people who are willing to do that. Secretaries and ladies doing typesetting for me out of their home. There's one great lady, her name's Joanne. She does transcription for me. Her husband had just had chemotherapy and she can't work outside the house. She's home taking care of her husband, but she's a great secretary. I have another lady who's home with her kids who does work for me. There are hundreds and hundreds of these people who need ways to earn money from home. And this can all be done from home, and they would love to help you. All you got to do is provide them the script and tell them what you need to do and give them direction and let them do the work.
I like that, because I was wondering where to get the telemarketers, Mike, because I figured if I run an ad in the local paper,
forget
it's going to cost me money and all
Elance, you won't pay any. You just sign up. It's no upfront fee, and that's where you need to go, elance.com.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. That's good. I didn't know they had telemarketers, but
they have all kinds of service providers.
That's great. That's powerful. Of course, now you used that one example with pest control. Imagine, you got these other things going too: windows, car detailing, moving. I mean, this is
what you need to do. You need to go online and search SIC code. You want a listing of SIC codes, okay? That is a classification of all types of industries, and there are thousands of them, all the way from telemarketers to timber industry, and look at all those types of industries and ask them, could these guys use a hauler? And it'll generate so many ideas of potential markets that you could use for your hauling business that it'll blow you away. And you need to pick three or four ones that sound really good, where there's a big market, and you can get those. You can get those company names and phone numbers and mailing addresses in your geographical area, in any geographical area, and do a mailing or get their phone numbers and call them.
Okay.
So it's all up to you what market you want to approach. But my advice to you would be get out of the hauling business and get into the marketing business. And then once you find you understand marketing, you're going to realize you may not want to screw around with this hauling. And you may want to market.
It's pretty backbreaker. I mean, I'm glad I haven't had any serious injuries, you know. It does keep me in shape a little bit, but that's why I didn't want to do it 40 hours a week. I'd get burned out.
It's physical labor. You start using your mind, not your brawn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could sell anything. You could, you know, your biggest problem, your biggest challenge is going to be deciding, what do I want to hustle? No matter what, if you're going to make money, you got to hustle something. You're either going to trade your time by doing labor, but if you want to be smart and market, you're going to have to market something. So you may as well market something you're interested in and that you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fun. What's fun to you? Anything specifically? Do you have any hobbies? Did you collect anything as a kid? Did you play, were you a sports fanatic? Anything like that?
Well, I played sports in high school.
But you're not a fanatic?
No, I'm not a fanatic on it right now. I never traded cards or anything.
Yeah. Do you play any musical instruments or anything?
I play the piano, guitar a little bit.
Uh-huh. Do you have any favorite shows, like you're a Star Trek freak? Anything, you know, that you just...
Oh, I don't watch much TV. And just don't make the...
Are you a beer drinker? You like any person, you know, are you a beer drinker?
No, I don't drink alcohol.
You like whiskey?
No.
You smoke cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
You like?
I'm so
you
boring,
like?
Mike,
you
I'm
like?
Sorry.
Okay, you're boring. So why don't you teach people how to be boring? You know, I mean, what I'm saying is find something that you could talk about, you know, or that gets you excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it's the hauling business and that's the thing, that's fine, and that's what you need to do. You know, if it's running a business and you know, you could be the best hauling business there is in the world. And if that's what you want to be, there are thousands of haulers out there.
Well, see, here's an idea now. I know a guy that he took his business to a high level, much higher than I ever thought of. And when I ran across his business idea, I thought, man, it got me to get on the stick and start trying to market my business to a higher level myself. You know, it challenged me is what it did.
Yeah, what did it do?
I was kind of ashamed, Mike, that I had been in business so long and had nothing to show for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't doing anything. And so, anyway, I thought, well, what about, I went to one of these marketing seminars, and a lady at this seminar suggested that I license, you know about licensing.
Yes.
She suggested that I license my, my name and a concept of helping other people
start
their own hauling business.
This is what you do. Who is this guy who took the hauling business to new heights?
It's called, his name is Brian Scudmore.
Do you know him personally?
No. I know somebody that knows him personally.
He's in Canada?
He's in Canada, but he's taken it to a national level.
Okay, so he started probably with one truck and took it to a national level, right?
Yeah, and it's a $2 or $3 million business, Mike. Okay. I mean, this is incredible.
Do you think that guy loved his business?
Does he love it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does. What if you called him on the phone and said, Brian, can I make you famous in the hauling industry? And he says, what do you got? And you tell him you would like to create and license his strategy of how he took a one truck hauling business to a $3 million a year hauling empire.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a series, since you talk the lingo, you know, when he started with one truck and you got one truck, you guys can talk the same language, right? Because he's in the hauling business, you encounter the same things. And you just start recording and just start asking him questions and how he got started. He'll talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and you just sit there and listen and record the whole thing, and then you can come up with all kinds of topics, how he handles his accounting, how he handles his cash customers, how he gets his business. You know, you can find any marketing book, and you can go on Amazon.com and search marketing books and find some marketing books that are related, like How I Built a Pizza Empire. And look at the table of contents or look at the index, which on Amazon.com, you can see those right on the website. And there's your outline. So use that outline as an outline for an audio interview. And let him interview you. I mean, you interview him, and you'll end up with hours of audio interviews that you can put into a cassette case, right?
Yes.
And you get to use his name, and you get to promote him because he did it. You know, he's got the credibility. And then you could take those audio interviews and have them transcribed. I can provide you with some of my secretarial transcribers. They'll transcribe them for like $15 an hour. An hour's worth of audio they'll transcribe for $15. Now, I had to do some shopping for that, but that's what I got right now. It ends up being about 25 pages, but let's say you get 6 audio tapes, so you'll have 100 pages of transcripts. There's your notebook of material, and you can have some forms and some other stuff and really create a kick-butt product.
Yeah, and now we're talking information product. That's what I'm excited about, Mike.
Now you're talking an information product.
Yes.
And you get the exclusive rights to promote him, you know? And if he's not willing to do it, you go search in the Yellow Pages and find another successful hauler, and you keep asking these business owners who have made a good success in the hauling business for the rights to tell you their story. They'll say, yeah, you know, they want to be famous. They want to be heard about their business. They want other people to know how they were successful. Their wife won't listen to them.
Okay, so basically, once I get this information, I'm going to give them credit by putting their name into my publication or on the...
No. You're going to own the rights to do the marketing. You're going to create the product. They're going to sign an agreement with you that you have total rights to do all the marketing of this information product. It's like this. You're going to approach them and say, sir, I want to write a book about how you grew your hauling business. That's all you have to say, because they can understand how people get books written about them, right?
Yes.
And what a book publisher will usually just pay a small advance. It could be just $100. You'd be willing to pay them an advance against royalties. So you'll pay them $100 for the right to write their story, and then you'll pay them a royalty on gross sales. So let's say you sell $20,000 worth of these books or these information products, that's what we know they are, you're going to pay them maybe a percentage off the gross. They'll be happier than pigs and shit to do it.
So you're $100 for the rights?
$100
up
for an upfront advance of $100, $200. Some book publishers don't pay people anything of an advance. They only pay royalty on sales.
No, I understand. That's basically, though, it's like a good faith deposit. They're going to give you a little bit of their time now.
You can hear more about it if you go to michaelsenoff.com. Go to my audio clip.
Okay.
Look for the one with Ted Nicholas, and he explains how this is done. Ted Nicholas, and there's an audio recording on Ted Nicholas.
I met him, Mike, for the first time.
I know you did. You told me about that.
Right, I met him? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's keep getting going, because I got to hustle here pretty quick.
Okay.
But do you see what I'm saying? So you can approach the best hauling business in the country and get the rights to their story and record their story. Let them blab into the phone and record it all, and then put it on tape. You can call me. I got people I can lead you to who can help you digitize the product and put it on audio tapes, all that. Those are details. That's no big deal. Then you got an information product that took you some effort and wheeling and dealing to get the deal done, but the actual product costs you peanuts, $5, $6, $7 for the product that you can sell for $2.99, $3.99, $4.99.
That's great. Now, what about an attorney to write up the paperwork to make it all professional and legal?
You don't need an attorney to do that.
Don't need any of that?
There's forms. You can search on the Internet for legal forms. I have a J. Abraham contract guide that can help you out with that you can use skeletons. I've got a buddy of mine coming out with his own contract guide where he's taken all the best licensing contracts and boiled them down to simple English language, but they're all legally binding, and you can get that contract guide from me. It'll be up on my site at hardtofindseminars.com. So don't worry about those details. The big detail you need to worry about is get on the phone. If you're not going to do it and you don't have the discipline to do it, you hire someone to do it and tell them what to do.
Okay.
Do you have $500 you can invest in someone to make phone calls for you?
Yeah.
Then, you know, that'll be the best $500 you ever spend, because you may just not do it yourself. And I'm like that, too. There's things I just won't do, but I'll pay somebody to do it for me.
Yeah, especially when you know it's a good return on your investment.
I'll give you an example. I've got a pen business, you know, the Invisible Ink pen business at idpen.com.
Uh-huh.
Well, I also have a pen. I have over 1,000 accounts with my Red Eye pen business. It's a pen that removes red eye from photographs.
Okay.
And I've been so excited about marketing and doing my hardtofindseminars.com site and my michaelsinoff.com site and my hardtofindads.com site that I've let my Red Eye pen business slack off. I haven't been calling my customers. And there is money just waiting for me. All I got to do is call them, but I won't do it. But
you can hire somebody to do it.
I just did. I hired someone on Elance. I'm going to send them my entire database. I'm going to pay them $9 an hour to make the calls. I'm going to tell them exactly what to say with the script. I'm actually going to send them a recording of me making a few calls. It's brainless work, and they're going to hit on people who need more red eye pens, and he's going to give me the phone number. I'm going to call and do the order. And because I won't do it myself. I'm too excited.
That's a great idea. And they can work out of their home, right?
Yeah, work out of their home.
At their own,
and not only that, you want to make sure they're working? Go to BigZoo.com. BigZoo.com is long-distance phone calls for 3 cents a minute. And you can track, you can give them a calling card number, and you can track their calls online in real time to know if they're actually doing the work.
Oh, really? So BigZoo.com will track their calls?
BigZoo.com. So let's say you get people to do calls for you. You want to have control, and you're paying them by the hour. You're going to provide them. You're going to set up an account with them. For $25, you can get a certain number of minutes of long-distance calls. And you go, okay, here's how it works. I'm going to provide you a script. I'm going to provide you all the telephone numbers. And here's the calling card. You're going to use this calling card number, and you're going to make all your calls from this account. Then, Carlton, you can go online to BigZoo.com and monitor whether they're working or not and see if they're actually doing the work, because you can see the proof that they're making the calls right there online.
That's excellent, because I always was a little leery about paying them by the hour, but then a lot of people don't want to work any other way.
That's how you do it. So you tell them up front you're going to be monitoring their calls in real time through the Internet, and they can't cheat you.
That's genius. I like that.
So you can have control from anyone working as an independent contractor. They're not an employee, and it's all done through Elance. It's beautiful.
And, of course, if they're not making enough calls,
you can them.
You just let them know, well,
you're not,
let you go. If you're not producing, I'll have to let you go and get somebody else.
Absolutely.
You know. You
tell them, in an hour, if you're working and you're sitting at a phone, you got nothing else to do, how many calls can you make in an hour? I mean, you should be able to make 30, 40 calls an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you got a more intricate deal, it may take longer, but you can figure it out.
Right. Exactly. That's great. Yeah. Well, you know, you asked me the question, and I didn't have the answer at the time, but my passion is marketing information products. I spent so much time over the last 4 years on the internet reading all these wonderful, powerful sales letters and how all these internet marketing gurus have made fortunes, but I never had a product and never knew what to create. But now maybe I can use some of your ideas from my hauling business.
Absolutely.
And create a product, a tape or a manual or something. I mean,
of course.
You suppose there's a lot of other haulers out there need my help and expertise?
Of course there are.
Of course there are. But they never know where to get it.
They're never going to know where to get it unless they know about you.
It's trial and error. They're trying to. They're working the hard way, barely eking out a living, probably.
How much would you pay? How much would you pay this guy who's turned his hauling business into $3 million if he came over to your house and sat with you an hour? What would that be worth to you if you just started your hauling business without you making all the mistakes you've made over the years? What would you pay that guy if you had the money? Would it be worth $500 an hour to listen to him spill his beans on exactly how he built the business and to have his contracts he used?
Probably would be. One guy called me. I talked to him one time. He's out of my area. I can't remember his name. But he charged $1,000, but you had to provide your own transportation, fly out to his house and work with him for a couple of days, just drive around with him.
For hauling?
And he would show you the ropes, the business, how to make about, he said $100 an hour.
And what do you do, hauling?
Yeah, hauling.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I did. I wasn't sure. I thought, well, I didn't have $1,000 at the time.
Well, why don't you? That's another guy you can call. See, if the big guy in Canada doesn't work out, you can call this guy and say, let me license your method on how to build your hauling business. So, and you work it out with him and do audio interviews over the phone. So there are people who have already built businesses who will tell you how for virtually nothing. Now you have your product. You can do that. You can get that information. You can get that product. I'm getting an information product from you right now.
Mm-hmm.
What did it cost me? We've been talking now for 50 minutes.
How many?
50. 50 minutes, okay? I got 50 minutes of great marketing advice with a real-world example, because you really are a hauler, and you really want marketing advice, right?
Yes.
And have I given you some good value?
Excellent ideas, Mike, yes.
Would people pay for this information?
Yeah, I think so. What's the bill? What do I owe you, Mike?
No, you don't owe me anything. You're just going to let me put it up on this site. All right,
that's a great idea, Mike. But now, one last question is once I create this product, I have to market it and sell it to people in the business. Hello?
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Okay. I got my little boy here. Hold on one second, Carlton, okay?
Sure, sure. Uh-huh.
I'm almost finished. Give me five more minutes. Here. Okay, hang on one sec. All right, five more minutes. All right, you got to repeat what you're saying.
Oh, the question was, once I have this tremendous, wonderful product that you suggested I create,
right?
How do I market it to, I'm not going to want to market it to people in my area, but to people outside my geographical area, other states. What's the most cost-effective way, the fastest and easiest way to market it to people in my business?
Well, there's a number of ways. I'll give you one right now. One way is you can call a mailing list broker. Every single county has a list of when people file fictitious business names, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when they sign up and they want to start a hauling business, you probably had to go down to your county courthouse and register.
Yes.
Okay? That is all public record, okay? And there are brokers who have all the fictitious business names, and they're separated into categories, and you can get a list of haulers. And you can mail to those lists. You can mail a postcard, how I built my one truck hauling business into a $3 million hauling empire. Call for this free report. So you can mail a postcard, or you can get the fax numbers of these people, and you can fax them that offer very inexpensively for a free one-hour audio interview. Let's say that you had a powerful audio interview with the guy who built the business, just like we're doing right now, mm-hmm. and you were willing to send a free audio tape to that person, and you sent the fax out to 1,000 haulers, and they want to know how to build their business into a hauling empire. Well, everyone who raises their hand, they call, they leave their name and address and shipping address on a 24-hour recording, you know, recorded message, and then you mail them the audio tape. And then you only deal with the people, if they're not hot and bothered by the time they listen to that audio recording, then you don't want them. But there are going to be a certain percentage of people who call you back. And because your product's going to sell anywhere from $2.99 to $5.99, there's enough margin in it because your product cost is only about $6-$7 that you can spend a lot of money on the marketing. You know,
if I got 1,000 people I'm mailing to, it's going to cost me maybe for the copy of the cassette about $1, right?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. You're not going to mail out the cassette to all 1,000 people. You're going to mail out a lead-generating message, whether it's a postcard that says how to build a hauling empire. You know?
I see. And the ones that respond,
that's who you mail out to.
They will buy the tape, right?
No, you send it to them free.
I send it to them free?
Yes. You, because if they raise their hand and they've responded to your message that they want to learn how to build their hauling business.
Yes, I got you.
You pay for it. You send it to them free.
Right.
So you only send it to the people who have raised their hand and said they're interested.
Okay.
Because if you send it out to the 1,000 people on the list, you're wasting your time.
You're wasting money, too. Yeah.
You're wasting time and money.
What about charging for postage or handling?
Forget it.
Don't charge
them a thing. Okay. Don't make it difficult for these people. They want to trust you. They need your guidance, but they don't want to pay for shipping.
Okay, so I have 1,000 people. Is 2% considered good?
There's no rule. You mail out to 1,000 people, you've got to test it. You may have 2% who respond. Let's say 2% want to hear the audio tape out of 1,000.
Okay.
So that's 20 people you mail out the audio tape. So let's say it costs you, let's say it costs you $2 a piece. Costs you, let's say $100 to mail them out.
$5 times 20, yeah.
So okay.
$100.
And out of those 20, let's say you just close one, just one. Your net profit, you're going to profit $600 on a course. Let's say you profit $300 on a course. You've still made money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think your numbers will be better than that because you're going to send out the audio tape and it's got to be hard-hitting, it's got to be emotional, you've got to give away some real value. But I think if you interview a guy who took his business from one truck to $3 million, you're going to get some value. And if the guy lives and breathes hauling, he's going to be drooling for more and he will pipe up with the money for the rest of the course. There's no doubt. But the next thing is your course has to deliver. Your product has to be good, and I'm sure it will be if this guy is passionate about his business and he spills the beans on all his secrets because he wants to be famous and he wants to be recognized as the greatest hauler in the world.
So you're suggesting a product price, maybe a manual, and maybe an additional tape or two for... What was the price that you mentioned?
It could be anywhere from $300 to $600. You could have three different packages. You can have a silver, a gold, and a platinum.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I see what you're saying. That way, based on what they can afford and what they're willing to invest, you make it easy for them to buy, right?
Well, anyone who's got a hauling business, you know, who's doing halfway decent, if they're out there working, I mean, you know, you're bringing enough money to invest in this.
Yes. That's good. No, I like that. So you could have something for $150 or $300 or the bonus is $600 or something
like that. Right. But you want to sell a high-priced product because you need the money for the marketing. And don't worry, you know, people will pay for it. If these people are hungry for the information, they'll pay. They'll pay $1,000 if you give them what they want. Because what is it cost? And you got to point out what it's costing them not having this information. What are they spending on useless yellow page advertising? What are they spending on dropping flyers at houses? What are they spending, you know, on gas, driving all over town to people who cancel out. See, if they knew the secrets of really how to build the business and the keys, the step-by-step plan that this guy used, that is a key to the bank in the hauling business. They'll pay the money.
How about how to start your hauling business without even having a truck?
That's fine, too.
Because, you know, they're going to have an objection. They're going to go, well, yeah, it sounds great, but I don't even have the money to get the truck. So I answer that objection.
You answer every objection.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, put those bullet points in there, and you just list it with benefits. And, no, that's great. A lot of
if you do the audio recording with the guy, and he's passionate, he's willing to talk and willing to spill the beans and willing to share his story, he'll write your sales letter for you. You won't need to put bullets in there. It'll be all on audio, and when it's transcribed, that will be your sales letter. You'll just have to move a few things around.
Yeah.
He'll do it all for you if you show him you're interested in his business and you want to make him famous.
Mm-hmm.
And give him a piece of action.
That's excellent, Mike.
He'll do it. He'll do all the work for you. That passion that comes out when he's talking to you is what sells the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. And that's the audio, okay.
That audio, you know, is a lot different than a sales letter. I mean, I truly believe I could outsell with an audio recording, I can outsell a sales letter, a written sales letter. I really believe.
It's so convenient because you just pop it into
it's
a...
Not only is it convenient, the passion comes across in the voice.
Voice, yeah.
And it is easier to listen to, and it's more passive, and it's the emotion that sells, you know? The sound in his voice when he explains his first deal.
Can you imagine people... I mean, if I sent out a postcard to 1,000, just 1,000, using an example... And you had an enticing headline that said, listening to this audio, or listen, I don't know.
Amazing free audio tape reveals how I went from a one-truck hauling business to a $3 million hauling empire. Call this 800 number, toll-free 800 number, to order your free audio tape mailed to you anywhere in the country, absolutely free.
There you go. You're real quick.
Limited supply. Phone will ring. I've tested this type thing. I've got a flyer stashed away in a Word file. It was a famous headline that was used to... I forgot what it was used to sell, but I sent it out to a list of automotive detailers. Kind of, you know, a little bit similar to hauling, but they did detailing. And I swear to God, I think I pulled a 20% response on the lead-generating fax. I had so many people who wanted the free audio tape. I never followed through with the project, but I can provide that letter to you. It's all written out and formatted, yeah.
That's great. Yeah, well, you can imagine if you're in the hauling business and you get an offer to get a free tape,
uh-huh.
You have to be out of your mind not to want it.
That's right. Now, you could also, on the 800 number, when you say if you just absolutely can't wait for the free tape and you have a computer, log on to this website and download the audio of the audio tape right now. And so you can direct them to a website where they can hear the audio online, just like you can hear them at my hardtofindseminars.com and michaelsinoff.com website.
Right. But yet, yeah, that's good. But yet my local competitors wouldn't have access to it unless I wanted them to, right?
Don't worry about your local competitors. Quit worrying about your local competitors. Because once you understand this marketing stuff, your local competitors, they'll be eating your dust. They won't know what hit them. You won't even be in the same stratosphere as these guys. These guys will still be scraping around for beer money,
mm-hmm.
while you're building a huge information business, information products business. You're now in the information product business, not the hauling business, and you do it without any physical labor.
That's great. That's good. Well, Mike, you've been very generous, and I appreciate your ideas, and this has been excellent.
You're very welcome. I'll have this audio recording up on my site for you to listen for other people to benefit from, too.
That's great, because I wasn't able to write down every single word you, I mean.
You'll have every word. I'll do the transcripts of it, too. It'll cost me $15.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Okay.
I'll pay you $15 for the transcript.
That's a deal. Do this. Send me an email, Carlton, and then I'll have it. And when it's done, I'll probably have it done by the later end of the week. I'll email you the link and let you know it's up there.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Carlton.
Have a good one.
Talk to you later.
It's Michael with MichaelSenoffsHardToFindSeminars.com and another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here with another tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, HardToFindSeminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamel. Arthur Hamel has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcasts. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called the Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz malt liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you with without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.